Welcome, welcome. Last Bullshit is back.
We're starting off with a remix.
And simply because little old me hasn't been able to upgrade my lab subscription to StreamYard, we get repeats. I do apologize.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, StreamYard doesn't like people who do freebies, unfortunately. It's just, yeah, the way it is. Welcome. Welcome to the show and welcome to our special guest, Vinnie Eastwood, a cousin from us from the East over in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Welcome, Vinnie. Good to see you.
Cousin
and
from
good
us.
To see some new guys in chat as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
DK's always here.
Very nice.
Hangs around and like the tacos. Smell of beer.
Yeah, that never leaves.
Nothing still was.
Hey, Navan, good to see you. Good to see you.
Yeah.
So, today, Vinny's come to join us. This is where the fight gets real, guys. Vinny got picked up. If you've seen any of his channels, any of his work, any of the stuff that we shared here on Telegram, on our Facebook, he got caught up in this shit show of the thing that we can't mention, and you can't say the air quotes because I'm not doing camera today.
I thought we're allowed to use that word now.
No.
I'm not using that word. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, you know, that's wrong, think.
We hit the wrong thing. Yeah, we're good at the wrong thing. We're all good at the wrong thing. The pointy end happens on Monday. So, Vinny, please fill us in on what's going on, my friend.
Well, myself and Billy TK were once the number one and number two members of the Truth Movement here in New Zealand. And when we got arrested for protesting peacefully on August 18th, 2021, we were banned from accessing the internet, banned from leaving the house, banned from having a mobile device, and banned from contacting each other. And those conditions stayed in place for approximately 6 weeks. And during that 6 weeks of lockdown, a whole new swath of New Zealand media content creators came up, and we were basically forgotten about and weren't interviewed on any New Zealanders' shows to a large degree. Any of the established alternative media still, to a large degree, haven't interviewed us. And the difficulty here is trying to get public attention for our case because it's a bit of a landmark case. So first of all, do you have any rights in New Zealand? The sentence that we got for peacefully protesting on the side of the street in broad daylight was 3 months prison for me and 4 months prison for Billy. Now that's a subtracted sentence, which means we were going to get 5 months and 4 months respectively, but because we'd already gone through that 6 weeks of bail conditions, that was basically discounted off of our end of our sentence. So now we're in the process of appeal and trying to get the courts to recognise that there have been precedents set in this country where protesters have been sentenced to prison, but they've been let off with much lighter sentences in the Court of Appeal. And so hopefully those things do matter to the judge. And what we're facing here is a number of possibilities. Possibility number one, the judge has already made up his mind. So on Monday, we might either A, go to prison, or B, be let go, or C, have some kind of other sentence arrangement. Now, the thing that will happen based upon those possibilities is, number one, if we just go straight to prison, it signifies to New Zealanders that, yeah, you don't have any rights. If you don't have the right to protest, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, you don't have rights, period. And now everybody, including the international community, will understand what they're dealing with in this country. Now, the other possibility is we get off with a much lighter sentence or get let go. And in which case, we may have bought New Zealanders their rights for a little bit of time. And they might be able to use that time to accomplish something. So that's the situation that we're in right now. Deplatformed, virtually bankrupt, cast aside by the local activism community, and struggling to reach out to overseas influencers to get some attention on this landmark case. And I have a six-month-old baby boy and my partner as well, who will be in a terrible amount of distress when and if I get sent away. So there's a lot riding on this, I think.
There is, for everybody who's caught up in this, that in every Western country, from New Zealand to Australia to a lot of European countries as well, there are people in very similar situations to what you are right now. The problem is, like you said, you need the international attention. You've got a voice, you have a channel, you have an outlet, and you have the connections to get onto other channels to get it out there. The amount of people that don't have that and haven't got the nous, I guess is the word, to stand up and create the online presence and gain the people to see what's going on. It's not an isolated incident. In New Zealand, it is horrendous because you guys copped the really hard kicks to start with, and it's flowed on from you guys. So your situation, yours and Billy's situation, is an important one, because if you can beat this and we can get this out there for a lot of people to see across the world, there's hope for a lot more people than what they've got right now, who are in a very similar situation to you, which is sinking without the paddle, basically. And it's cruel.
It is kind of a very painful situation to be in. You know, I was talking on a show in Canada the other day, and they were making reference to a couple of guys who'd been in prison for nearly 500 days at this point. Just a brutal regime there, and desperately trying to get their case and knowledge of it out. And I hadn't even heard of it until I was on their show with them, you know, kind of thing. And so there's potentially quite a lot of people out there in many countries who are suffering similar things. And it is basically the responsibility of, in lieu of the mainstream media, the alternative media, to bring light to these issues, because it helps people to understand that it is not just you, it's not just your backyard. This is a global thing, and it is affecting practically everybody, and it's only going to get worse if we think that we're isolated, if we think we're protected, if we think we can ride this out. There is no riding out the storm. You have to ride right into it.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
I agree. Yeah. And that's the thing. There's too many people who feel like they're alone fighting this because there isn't that connection out there to see, because we have all been strangled. We've been cornered and not able to have a voice. Your time where you were barred from even accessing the internet, let alone broadcasting, that was important. And you were put in a corner and literally threatened with your life, effectively, if you even dared speak about your situation. So that's what's happening to millions of people.
Yeah. I mean, when that's we were arrested, it was huge news. And we could have really capitalized at that time that we were banned from the internet on the news of our arrest. But by the time our internet ban was over, everybody'd moved on to other issues, and we were struggling to find an audience for anything with all these new content creators who just come out and started setting up shop, you know. And God bless them, because, you know, we weren't there anymore to do it for them. And now it's actually quite heartening to see, because I started producing content for the good of New Zealanders and the good of the world back in 2008. And I was giving time to all the protesters and all the little speeches and things of that nature, and doing interviews with people for a very, very long time before anybody else started broadcasting the truth or uploading videos and things of that nature. So I'm very relieved now, after everything that we've been through, that there has actually been a response from New Zealanders to create their own alternative media, because the mainstream media has become so bought off and so obviously woke leftist that it's impossible for anybody to get the kind of news that they want to look for from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you officially had rights of freedom to protest before this happened in 2019, yeah?
I mean, there's the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act of the Bora, which passed in 1994, Section 14. Is the freedom of speech, and Section 16, the freedom of assembly. However, they're not quote-unquote enshrined rights, because there's a clause in the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act that basically, if you sum it up, says you have all these rights guaranteed unless we say you don't.
Sorry.
Which is the same for every Commonwealth country, mm-hmm, across the earth that we know it. And this has only come to light for the greater vision since the start of this shit show. That's what's happened. We've gone from a complacent, compliant race, not just race, but a group of beings, I guess is the only way to put it, into aware beings who can now see that, yeah, this isn't right. You know, this is not right. So we're going to stand up, and we've been penalised for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how many people who've fought for freedom in previous generations or periods of history had it easy?
None.
That's a very good point.
That's the whole point.
Mm.
That is the whole point. Freedom from the slavery doesn't exist unless you fight for it. And those who fight for it, history is written by the victor. And it doesn't matter what the war is, whether it's a big one or whether it's a little one, for fighting for your own farm, your own property, your own family, or the sovereignty of your nation, unless you win, your story doesn't get told. And that's what we're all trying to do now, is get out there and tell the story of the ones who can actually take them on and beat them.
The news is, as they say, the first draft of history. And what will happen in future generations is people will be looking back on what remains on the internet of what happened during this period of history. And if all of us are censored, deplatformed, and have our content deleted, then future generations will have no determination as to what really happened there. They'll only be given the official version, and that's just so dangerous. Because it means that perhaps this, we're on a precipice here where all tyrannies throughout history have had a lifespan, all right? They've ended. Some have lasted longer than others, but the first time in history a tyrant has the technology where he could artificially constrain the population and keep them in control, conceivably in a perpetual cycle, so that if your slaves are infertile and they need to come to you for reproduction, if your slaves have no money, no resources, and have to come to you for them, if your slaves aren't allowed to think and get punished if they do, then there is basically, it's like a cow organizing an uprising against a farmer. There's just no consciousness there capable of that kind of action. And so those of us who have that kind of consciousness left, the will to fight, this darkness could last 1,000 years.
I look upon this is the big turn of the wheel. This is beyond human meat suit consciousness. This is a big turn of the wheel. This is a dark versus the light fight. We're just the trappings on the ground to fight it. But we have to put everything we've got into promoting the true light source. We are here for the good. We are here not to bow down to the evil ones. We're here not to bow down to those who wish to chain us and slavery us, you know? Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. And that's the situation that you find yourself in, because you stood up and went, yeah, no. Unfortunately, no. Got your face on the TV, got your face on the papers, and was made an example of. So, unfortunately, you're one of the targets.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of people out there who are doing good work at the moment, and they haven't become targets yet. I think that it's once you truly become effective, that's when you become a target and you come over. Like, me and Billy, we were the first two to get arrested for protesting this kind of thing. And then another guy, Brian Tamaki, came along trying to do the same kind of thing, and then he got arrested. And some people were claiming he was the first, but no, it was us. And then we've got Shane LaRosa, who ran the Shooters Bar. He had freedom parties when nobody was able to access bars and restaurants and stuff like that if they didn't have the thing. And he got raided 3 times during freedom parties, even though he had 99 gigs organized in total, right? And we had Lee Williams speaking out against the Māori kūpapa, trying to divide and fracture the country. He got debanked and fired from his job due to this leftist mob attacking him. And we had Liz Gunn. She had her thumb nearly ripped off by a police officer assaulting her in an airport, of all things, while she's just sitting there and filming with her cameraman. Her cameraman got flung to the ground and it smashed his $15,000 camera. Counterspin Media, who shared a link to a documentary overseas about the Christchurch Mosque massacre, which wasn't objectionable material at the time. It was the day after, but nobody ever told them about it until $250,000 was spent on a documentary by the mainstream media called Fire and Fury, where they demonized practically everybody in the truth movement at that time. And then a few days later, maybe a week after, Calvin and Hannah from Counterspin Media were arrested and charged with 14 and 28 years jail, respectively, for sharing that link. They even held Hannah down. 5 police officers held her down and forcibly took her blood. You know, Like this, this is New Zealand today.
Yes. And it's the Western world today. There's been similar acts committed against ordinary everyday Australians, European, Germans, Finnish. You look what's happening in Holland and Canada. Canada is completely and utterly gone. Anybody who still resides there is completely and utterly under that type of control.
Yeah, still, I don't know. It's a freaking running race between New Zealand and Canada at the moment, I think, with Australia not far behind.
Oh, I'm all right. And the problem is there's not enough people who coalesce. We all talk the talk and we walk the walk, but we're not joined. We're not cohesive. There's all these people going in their own little directions like little ant runs to combine and to join and to have a singular endpoint and a singular focus is what we need. But is that really the answer? Because that just not replicating the problem to start with into our own consciousness.
Well, we all hang together or we hang separate, as the American founding fathers used to say. And it's basically treason against Satan that people like us are doing, right? Satan rules this earth and we're treasonous dogs as far as they're concerned. You know, why? Because we just don't care only about ourselves. All right, that's the main difference between people like us and the rest of the population.
Yeah,
I agree. I do agree. There are so many out there who are backdooring and subverting the honest truth narrative for somebody else's good. It's really hard to pick somebody that you can say, you know what, I actually, what they say is genuine and what they're doing is genuine. And that's muddying the waters. They are sent by the other factions. And it's complicating things in the cohesiveness of what those of us who are sitting here going, this is wrong. What you're doing to us worldwide, individually, country, state, town, is wrong. So, you know, it's people like you who are getting caught up in the bullshit and who are going to suffer for it. And we need to get stories like yours out. Exactly. We need to get stories like yours out there to show that it's not just Joe Bloggs in, you know, one-stop town America. It's not just Jimmy Bloggs over in one-stop town in Germany. It's not just you in New Zealand. It's not just us here in Australia. We are all suffering this whole thing. We are all under individual subjugation, and we all need to put our heads together and step out of their system to break the system.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of Life of Brian. Don't you understand? You're all individually subjugated. Yes, we are all individually subjugated.
I'm getting out now, laughing too hard.
No.
See, that's what it is. That's what it is. We've got people in Australia, you got people over there. We're all in individual little pits of hell, but we're all in the same pit of hell. We just don't see it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what, sorry, go ahead, Amanda.
No, you're right.
No, I wasn't saying anything, literally.
Subject. Oh, good on you, tacos. Now you're throwing me.
we should warn you, tacos, I've come across you before, but yeah, Mandy's very easily distracted.
Yeah.
Well, aren't we all when there's a chat room, eh?
And that's why we work live. We don't pre-record stuff just simply for that fact.
Yeah. Well, I noticed the last couple of shows I was doing, I was monitoring the chat room and I wasn't speaking and I wasn't really concentrating and stuff like that. And I was like, let's just do a full screen today with you girls and then we'll have a proper freaking soiree.
Having two hosts, it kind of works that way.
Yeah. Two hosts, one parasite, the way it should be.
Parasites have a very different meaning as far as we're concerned, and we all know who they fucking are.
Yeah, well, I'm more like a pain relieving one, like a paracetamol.
Paracetamol, I'll give you that. How you doing, Shane?
You gotta pay that. You really do. Auditing Australia is in the chat room. You have you come across Shane before?
No.
Hey.
Similar to you. He's been arrested, had his equipment destroyed a few times now through live streaming the protests in Melbourne.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear about that, Auditing Australia, because, I remember when I got my YouTube channels deplatformed and I filmed a little video of me crying, you know, and posted it up online, and now every time there's any news about me, somebody's posting this video of me crying, calling me a pussy, and it's just like, you know, you got to bait these people, okay? What you do is you put out the most vulnerable thing or whatever, and because they're just such vicious predators, they can't help but go after it, and then immediately identify themselves for the kind of vicious predatory organisms that they are.
Yeah, there you go.
They tried that on him many times. Yeah. It's just nasty. It's like...
It's crazy.
You remember high school? And I've kind of got like a theory that nobody who's in the truth movement was treated well in high school.
Pretty much.
You know, I mean, hands up in the chat room. Any of you enjoy high school? Really, really, really with the popular kids and whatnot. You know, I don't think so. I think that criminals become truthers, largely. People who've had a run-in with the law of some description and stuff like that, because, you know, it makes you not like authority very much. If school didn't treat you well, the police didn't treat you well, judiciary didn't treat you well, then you're like, well, authority must have something wrong with it, because I haven't done, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anything really terribly wrong, and I've been treated like crap my entire life. What's wrong with this place, you know? And you don't figure that out when you're a teenager, because you're still trying to find out where you are, and you think that your slavery of school is going to end when you go and get a job. And then, you have to get your job or your university or whatever, and your slavery continues for about 10 years until you figure out that there's something wrong with that in its entirety. And it's about the age of between 28 and 32 when most people start questioning and start waking up, which is why the statistics for the listeners for the truth community between the ages of 16 and 23, I believe, are like 1.3%, maybe 3%. Of the listening audience, whereas the 30s to 40s, that's like 30% of the audience, and then ranging on up there as you get to the elders, and it tapers off a little bit when the elders are either dead or just are too old to know how to use technology. But yeah, this world will wake you up after about 30 years if you're not a complete idiot.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
If you haven't fallen into the trap of the dumbed-down conspiracy, education system is not designed to educate. The education system is there to teach you how to parrot. Those of us here, and of all the people in the chat room that I know, I tell you right now, we're all the same. We're the ones that turn around and went, hang on, that doesn't make sense. Can you explain it to me? And we were slapped down and put in the corner for asking questions and for not getting the answers right.
Yeah, and then in order to deal with it, we had to go have a ciggy behind the bike shed. You know, it's
super. Exactly.
Exactly. I never did anything like that.
No, not never. No, no, no. 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 We're good upstanding people. We are. And that's why we're bring quality guests like you.
Danny, if any of you want to follow him on any of these platforms, please do so.
Yeah, go for it. There's a lot there.
There's a few.
Vinny's done a hell of a lot of work in the background. He's done more than we have. Simply because there is the passion there, and there is the drive, and there is the need to survive, basically.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I started doing this. I didn't want to get enslaved or exterminated. And I'm not sure if I'll be successful. I mean, I remember starting doing YouTube videos. It would take me one video per 10 subscribers. And at the time I was deplatformed, I had 65,000 subscribers. Imagine how many videos that is.
That's a shit ton of videos. And we've done dailies, we've done weeklies, we've done schedules. We're nowhere near that.
No.
We do have a select audience across the world, but we are nowhere near that quantity. And yet you still got booted, backroomed.
Yeah, I got booted because of a video that was made in 2012, of all things. You know?
It
happens. It happens. I open up the computer every day and cringe at what's coming up next, because I'm still getting slaps on all. I think I've got 6 channels at the minute between Life's Bullshit and the Sassy Cass branding, and I'm getting slaps on any one of them at least once a week still.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy. But, yeah, it's all different stuff. I'm out there doing my left-hand thing that says, hey, here's what's going on. You're out there doing real stuff, and we're all getting beaten by the same stick. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Auditing Australia is saying that he pulled most of his videos because of YouTube going back in time to strike him.
Yeah.
That's they just... do.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you caught it before, Vinny, but he actually had 4 strikes within 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know, right?
He must have been telling the truth and not self-censoring.
Well, that's the thing. You know you're over target, the more they slap your ass.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? If you're making a difference, you will become a target, you know, as I was saying before. And so all the people who are now starting out, that's what you've got to look forward to, guys. I'm sorry, you know, that's what happens when you start telling the truth. You don't get the big car, you don't get the hot misses, you don't get to hang out with all the famous people, you don't get a huge quantity of money. But then again, you can say what you want, and all the people who are actually your friends won't just disown you, and they'll be there for you when you need help, right? And you'll have exactly what it is you need on a daily basis for whatever it is you really want to do. As long as you're telling the truth and doing the right thing, the universe kind of has your back. But a lot of people shy away from that, and they think that they have to have their own back, and so they focus on making money, and then they realize one day that they're actually incredibly miserable. They've got all this really beautiful stuff, but nobody likes them, because they've been focused on one thing and one thing only.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's not about what the world's going to owe us.
No.
Because the world owes us nothing.
All we're really going out to do is show people that they have a voice as well, and all they have to do is bloody well use it.
Yep. You got 2 lips.
Exactly.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm male. I've only got 2, but the...
Well, you know, like, take it as you got it.
so to speak. Poor choice of words there. Phrasing. Phrasing, Kaz.
Phraseology is always indicative of true intent, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, one can only hope.
I gotta stop now.
Yeah. I'm a professional.
There's none of that around here.
Yeah, I mean, professionalism's overrated, you know. It's like when I teach people how to do things, it's just like point at this, click that, drag this into here, type that in, you know. There's no technical terms or any stuff like that, because I believe that nerds and professionals have ruined the world by making everything sound so freaking complicated that you have to get a nerd or a professional to do it for you.
I concur.
You know?
I say that frequently. I have a friend who is one either or all of the above, and I said that deliberately, and I concur.
You people are destroying the world, you know.
So may I ask which protest you were arrested at? Was it one of the ones in front of the government beehive looking thing?
No, that happened after. I mean, we'd done a couple of protests in front of the beehive ourselves previously, but yeah, ours was actually the first protest against lockdown in New Zealand, and we've been punished accordingly. I mean, on the day that we called that protest, there were a number of other people who answered the call that were out of town and other centres around the country, and a lot of them got arrested too, but they all got let go or slapped on the wrist with a wet bus ticket. But we're the ones who've really had to pay the price here. I mean, Billy himself, $97,000 in legal fees, and he's paid about $68,000 of that already. So, you know, if anybody's got 30 grand lying around to help out my mate Billy, you can donate through riveroflies.co.nz. And myself, I was flush with cash for the first time in my life, actually, in a career as an activist. After the last election, because we had such a big election campaign, I really worked so hard. I think I did maybe 20 times my normal weekly workload for that last 3 months of the election, just like really just killing it. And all that money's gone, you know, and on the bones of my bum. And even had to sacrifice a lot of things, you know, in order to just stay afloat now, because this is such a heavy pressure to be facing prison for this simple act of peacefully protesting that, you know, a lot of people were like, I don't believe it. I mean, I can't even, I mean, one guy, I said to him, he's South African, you know, told him I'd been sentenced to 3 months, and he's like, oh my God, are you joking? And I was like, I never joke.
Wait, I've got a question for you. A lot of Australians that were arrested early in, you know, or a reasonable percentage anyway, were basically done so to keep them quiet at the time and keep the courts busy. But when it came down to it, they were basically let go because, you know, the main funfare, so to speak, fanfare was done with. Is that happening in New Zealand, and can you use the fact that other people who were arrested on the same day of protests have been let go in your favour?
I mean, possibly. I mean, it's not entirely relevant because it's all completely different circumstances. We think it's the same circumstance, but the court sees it differently. And that's what's problematic, is that you're not dealing with ordinary people that use logic and reason and heart-based empathy, you know, that kind of thing. You're dealing with robots who've been through a cult indoctrination process of mindless repetition, a central authority figure, malnutrition and sleep deprivation and trauma and isolation. All right, this is who these people are. And that's why they follow their doctrine so closely. And you know, that's what's unfortunate about many systems that we have. And you know, back to my point about professionalism. And I think it's just basically taken the lust out of life. It's taken the fun out of it because it's turned everything into a business. And I think the opposite thing is that everything's actually art. Everything that you're creating that doesn't exist is art of some form. It doesn't matter whether you're creating A4 sheets of paper out of trees or hemp, or if you're creating designer clothes or a radio show or something. All of us are creatives, creative beings. We make things that don't previously exist. And what's problematic about the whole professionalism standard is good sister, bad sister, saying politics, courts, media, police, all of them don't create anything. They just sit there and they shuffle things around and they try to keep things status quo-like. Now, you guys will have to excuse me one second. My baby's just crying. I'll have to just duck out. I'll be right back.
Yep, go for it, man. Go for it.
Sorry, chat.
Yeah. Really good to see everybody.
Moti, lovely to see you here.
I agree, Dan. It's pretty fucked up, but it is worldwide. Everybody on any part of the scale is in any part of the spectrum here. You know, some are at the pointy end. Yeah, go grunty. Some are at the pointy end, like Vinny and Billy are. Some not so much, and some have evaded completely and totally and are still remaining out of sight. But at the end of the day...
Sorry about that, my poor little floppy.
Oh, welcome back. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to we see beyond the veil that they've put over our eyes. So
beyond,
that's what upsets them. It upsets them. Because we're not the good little sheep who blindly go along and obey, we are targeted. Now, if that isn't a reflection of history, somebody please give me a better description. As long as you agree and go along, then you're all good and you're on the right side. If you don't agree and go along and you question, well, then you're the one that's penalised.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people who agreed and went along now have pericarditis and myocarditis. So, you know, you get punished either way. So the question is, what would you rather have, no job or no health? You see?
Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to throw a different one out here. As a business owner in Australia, I should have received all these notifications to tell me from federal, state governments, whoever, whatever, however, in a cleaning business, no less, to tell me I had to do all this. I didn't receive anything. So I said, okay, I'm just not doing anything. Fuck you. I'm done. But because I just didn't go along with the media, what they show you on the TV news that they've all indoctrinated us with over the time, I was outcasted from society because I didn't just blindly go along with a baseless suggestion. That's how easy it is. Make it make sense. Every business who said to their employees, you must do this, or who said to their customers, you must do this, ask them, who told you? Who actually gave you the...
There is a time limit to destroy all the fucking information that went along with proving that
exactly.
They had the truth from employers.
So now we have entire police forces who have perpetuated things like the arrest on you, Vidi, and your mate, Billy. Ask them, who told you? Okay, that person. Ask that person, who told you? Who told you? Who told you? Go right back up the chain. Who ultimately made that decision to persecute people who ask questions and people who do not blindly obey?
But we know the answers to that already.
Bring it out, though. Make it make sense. Bring it out. We're all small people, but we've got a big voice.
It's just kind of like about taking the definitions back, you know, like the definition of a conspiracy theorist is a person who believes, absolutely believes and cannot be convinced otherwise, that powerful people who have a lot of influence use their power to maintain and grow that influence. That's a conspiracy theorist, you know, it's just whack jobs, right? And on the other end of the spectrum, you've got the coincidence theorists, the people who think that everything happens by coincidence. There's no backroom deals. There's no such thing as subterfuge. That word doesn't exist, you know. And in the middle of the 20th century, at some point, all the elite satanic pedophiles and people who'd been banking and criminaliting all over the world for the past centuries of human existence got together and just said, you know, I think we've got enough money and power. You know, I think we've just been taking this whole thing too far.
Oh, my God, Philip. Oh, scrap it, I'm bored. Let's go for some more.
I love it.
Coincidence theorists. They are the nutcases.
It's crazy. It is crazy. But we've all been labelled and we've all been tagged and put into a corner because we question what they tell us.
You have to be. I mean, this is how cult indoctrination works. It's called silo mentality. And if anybody's gone to school and stuff like that, if you start speaking out and that kind of thing, everybody starts henpecking you or ostracizing you or something like that. This is what forces the brain to make a judgment call. And this is the fight or flight response that people know about, but they don't know that there's actually five responses. Fight, flight, freeze, submit, and attach. What the cult indoctrination techniques that are being perpetrated through school, the workplace, politics, law, medicine, etc., are all trying to get you to solicit that either submit or attach response. When somebody is so threatened by you that submission does not work, they choose to give you some kind of ideation, right? They see you as more than human, a god, really. This is how cults form. And at the moment, the true religion is government, right? People think that the government is a god. It can take care of you. It can tell you what to do. That sort of thing.
They're there to save you.
Yeah. The most terrifying thing you could ever hear, according to Bill Cooper, is I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Yeah. I concur. These you hear people, that? You bail out right there and then. Run.
Yeah. And if they say, we've got this all under control... they
get
don't.
Get the fuck out right there and then.
And they speak in code as well. Like if they tell you the word safe and effective, what they mean is it's safe for them to give it to you and it's effective at killing you. All right?
Yeah.
They use a little bit
of... Like everything is word magic. Everything goes back to the etymology of the actual language that they use. And by understanding that and breaking down the wording, it helps us to understand what their actual intention is and to step aside and get away from their system.
This is like at the end of every movie when there's some big threat that everybody's come together to attack at the final showdown. And then when all hope is lost, something happens out of the blue that was set up earlier in the film to save everybody's ass. Now, is that what we're going through right now? Do you think there's going to be some savior coming in that's been set up and what have you? A lot of fake Christians believe so. They think that if you just sit there and pray, don't take any action, don't learn to keep your sword sheathed, that everything will be fine and you'll be saved one day. But the reality is behind esoteric Christianity is that you need to know that the universe has rules that God has made, and you best pay attention to those rules because they are inherent laws, all right? They're embedded into everything, and they're immutable. They don't change, and they've been there since time began, and they'll be there when time ends. And the whole idea of being spiritually aware is to understand that the world has these rules, and you're supposed to, with your free will, choose to follow them when it should be easier to not follow them, because if you don't, there'll be consequences.
And every incarnation is intended to educate the soul on those laws and those basic existences to further our progress. And it's only once we learn all of those lessons do we actually achieve full attainment. And I speak that not from any specific religion. I don't do organized religion. Organized religion to me is the absolute antithesis of any true source and any true knowledge. We're all here to learn, and we're all here to progress and to better our soul and our soul's purpose and reason.
Yeah, the heart, the mind, the body, all in alignment. I mean, that's ultimately what we're after here. And what's problematic is that, of course, if you've grown up in a society that is not minded with the triangle of, what was it, truth, love, and freedom, if you're not raised in that kind of thing, I mean, I wasn't raised in that sort of environment, and I wonder what happens to children who are. How different are they from the rest of us who grew up basically only knowing what was there until later on in our life when we woke up to a little bit of something different. And it'd be interesting to see what happens after a few generations of children being taught these laws and what to do and what not to do, and the law of consequence, the law of karma, those kind of things, and see how different the world actually turns out, because the people who know things are different from people who don't know them. You know, I think knowledge changes us.
Absolutely. I agree. 100% agree with that. It's all inherent. If you go back to natural law, heat burns, cold burns. Natural law teaches you that. Human society right now teaches you to listen to somebody else to tell you whether it's going to burn you or burn you. There is a difference. Natural law is common sense. How long, I'm guessing you are the same as us, Vinny, in that I've said for many years, common sense doesn't exist anymore. It's a superpower. And yet common sense says, if it's hot, touch it, it's going to burn you. Well, that's been beaten out of us. It's been bred out of us. It doesn't exist in our so-called education systems. Again, guys, you can't see the air quotes that I'm showing. Education system. But that is that not by design? Because how else do you turn the human form in its bulk into willing little slaves?
It doesn't matter how many generations they try this with, though. I mean, again, going back into known history and no doubt further, as many different tyrannies are laid down, there are always people who fight against and survive to this day, and I truly believe that's the way it's going to continue.
Yeah.
Until we break it, though.
I mean, the whole concept here is to stop people enslaving each other, right? I mean, you need to get rid of cults, you need to get rid of religions, you need to get rid of the states, and things of that nature, because these are all religions, these are all cults. They hold and they bind back the will of humanity. And of course, you know, you get people who are incredibly invested in this belief because somebody's told you 10% of the truth and given you 90% lies, but that 10% of that truth is very, very powerful, and you can derive a lot of power even from being lied to. People don't realize this. Like, for example, not on being lied to, but about the power of belief, Vietnam veterans, or rather prisoners of war, who were kept in Vietnam prisoner of war camps, the ones who had no belief in God often died reasonably quickly after being interned there, because they're there, no hope of escape, you know, being tortured and what have you. But the ones who survived were those who had devout religious beliefs. Why? Because when they're there alone, they're not alone. When they're there with no hope of rescue, there is hope. And that's why belief in and of itself in higher powers, just in the abstract, I think is a very powerful tool. And that tool's been used to make people think that that power comes from inside them, or it's come from the power of the church, or something like that. No, this power's available to everybody who seeks it, right? And you can do it outdoors.
Something within.
Yeah.
Something within.
You know, it's not your power. It's power that you can share with the universe. The universe is just there waiting for you to listen to it.
I agree. It comes from within. We all have a connection to our source. But the biggest trick of all, we've been taught to ignore that connection to our source because it's a bad thing, and it doesn't go along with their organized religions and their organized congregations, and teaches us truth. Our connection to source is our connection to source. It's like the root from a plant, and that's what it is. They're breaking that, they're trying to snap that root and direct us into their organizations and their beliefs, whereas our true connection to source, once you recognize that, you're miles ahead, because you see it, you feel it, you understand it, and you know that what they are telling us is not right.
Mm. It's wrong. Well, that's true. And sorry.
Well, so David Icke and I stumbled upon this thing. It's like neither of us have a plan about what to do with our day, generally speaking, or where we're going, or what we're really trying to accomplish and what have you. It just happens. It just unfolds. You get messages from people and things like that, and life's like a little adventure, because that's what happens when you're doing the universe's work.
I concur. I concur. All right. So where are we at? We're at 50, just under an hour here.
Hang on, before we get to the end, I'd actually like to know, is there anything that our chat may be able to do to help you and your friends?
That was my next question. Sorry. Yeah, let's finish this up by Vinny. What do we need to do for you, my friend? You're up on Monday. Your judgment is due by those that be and the powers that be. What can we do to help you?
Right. Well, if you're in New Zealand, actually being there at the courthouse at Waterloo Quadrant, a high court in Auckland, at 9 a.m. would be great. If you're not there, it'd be great if you can go to change.org and search up Vinny Eastwood and Billy TK, and you'll see there's a little petition there to sign to release us or drop our charges, what have you. Signing that, sharing it around would be very helpful. Also, of course, financial contributions would be really helpful. Going to Billy's website, riveroflies.co.nz, and my website, vinnyeastwood.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question, and Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. Supplementary to that, the media attention that we can possibly get on this case is incredibly important. And so if you're in New Zealand, contact your New Zealand alternative media. If you're in Australia, contact your Australian alternative media and tell them about us and ask them to get us on their show. This is really the only way that we're going to get the word out about this, is with the help of the global alternative media. Only if we're all together on this one and understanding the global ramifications of our particular case can we really get the sort of results that we want. And that's whether or not we go to jail and then everybody's like up in arms, or whether or not we get let off and we've kicked the can down the road and stalled the New World Order for a little bit more time.
Oh, it's dropping all your links again.
I agree. I do agree. So yeah, I was over in your Facebook stream. I agree. We need to get people aware of what's going on. We really do. Yeah. So if anybody is able to donate to Restream to show the story, please.
Yeah, please share it out far and wide.
Go for it. I really, yeah, encourage you. Vinny's links are all in the chat. Go support.
Getting there. Do what you can.
I know. Amanda's doing really well. I can't do that. Yes, Aussie, it's staying up. I don't think we've got anything in here that's going to get us slapped.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think we're down to... We've only got one strike for... Oh, shut up, auditing. we're down to one strike on this one, so we've got a bit of breathing space. That's the start. And I found out today that Chatter is down to no strikes, so I can go. We can go hard over there. Yay.
Nice.
Yeah. Go tacos. I like that. I do like that. I stepped out of it a long time ago.
Hope you installed some anchovies as well.
Yeah.
Well, the new world was too salty, no.
All right. So while you guys are sorting out those, I'm going to try and bring in this share screen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vinny did send through a Facebook link of a song released by the Australian Freedom Fighters. That was a little bit share screen. That was a little bit boppy and funky. So I'm going to show this one across if I can. And we're going to use that as our outro.
Oh, I've got you up on screen now. Oh, hang on, you're still on. Hang on, I'll remove that for a sec. Wait till you're not on StreamYard screen.
Yeah, I'm going to take myself out of here and try and bring that one up. Add stream.
Oh, hang on, you're still on. Hang on, I'll remove that for a sec. Wait till you're not on StreamYard screen. One,
yeah. Two. I'm going to take myself out of here. Sorry, guys. I really hate working with Facebook. It drives me absolutely batshit crazy.
Do you want to share me the link and see if I can do it?
It's not a link. It's a Facebook message.
It's not a link. It's a download. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Well, you don't need to share screen. You can just play it, right? Or does it need to share
no,
screen?
No, I can't.
Share sound?
If you share full screen but lower, I think you can get sound only. As a background screen, I think you still get sound, but it has to be full screen.
No, just remember, I'm working on a different computer.
I mean, the music was coming through fine. It's just we saw a bit of a repeat screen on it and kind of thing. It's tolerable, you know.
Nothing
well, at all. Yeah, give me a sec. Saying goodbye anyway. Hi, Tony. Bye, Tony.
Yeah, hi, bye. All right, now I'm not even going to try that. My brain is just not working. I'm just going to bow out gracefully.
I think the time has passed on that one, but...
on okay, no, yeah, I don't have graceful. I really don't have graceful. I'm just going to bow out right now. I will share that link. I will try and record it, which I can do when I'm not on air.
Mm.
And I will share it out on our Telegram pages for everybody later on. But... all right. I might just play out. Thanks
for joining us today, Vinny, and sharing your story with us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate being here, guys. Like, the more the merrier. I love doing shows and telling people about my suffering. You know, it really helps.
Well, we hope to hear an update soon, and we hope that it's the best that you can receive.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yes.
Next time you see me, the judge who sentenced us will have been hung in the street. Now, I can dream, can I? Okay. I'm not going to let them kill my dreams, goddammit.
What we would really, really like is if next week when you come out and you're all freed from all of their bullshit, come back and join us and tell us how it went and tell us what happened.
Yeah, I'll tell you about the soap on a rope incident.
Oh, he's got one pre-planned. Look out, he's in for a great time.
That has to be a private chat, my friend.
Yeah.
Not for public discourse.
Yeah. Well, some other kind of, not public intercourse either. But...
Please no.
Sorry, I've taken things a bit low here. That's my bad. And I've...
No, not your bad. Welcome to our world.
It's all we did need to be out, sorry. That's why so many people don't want to work with me. Like Billy, he's got a whole bunch of people who've created fake websites in his name, and one of them is trying to sell Billy's sperm at $2,000 a cup. And Billy was shocked by this, you know. He was thinking, man, it should be at least 10 grand, you know. And I was like, yeah, you know, yeah, you're right, bro. Imagine how much money slipped through your fingers last year, you know.
I know, right? It's like just wasted efforts.
Mm.
Wasted efforts, you know. Imagine that poor chick on the other end who, oh, good grief. Oh, that's really sad.
Yeah, well, that's a debate for the masses anyway.
Well, I
do have a song for us to end on. Those of you who've been with us a while will know it well.
Oh, you go, Mandy. I like this. Yeah, you're way ahead of me because I was going to try and get that one going. Let's go.
And start with the earphones back, work their way in. You know what I'm like.
Yes. Yes, yes. We work really well with this, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Vinny, for joining us. I really hope you... have a spectacular ass-kicking win on Monday. I really look forward to catching up with you after to find out how you went. And please, by all means, if you need to come out and tell us what happened, if you are able to, we'd really appreciate you coming back. We'd enjoy it.
Yeah. Next time we'll play Eye of the Tiger to open the show. Yeah.
Why not?
Leave it. All right, guys. Well, our ending song is normally a clown world, so, you know, yeah, Eye of the Tiger sounds good.
Is it a copyrighted song? Because I'm going to have to stop streaming, you know. Cause
probably, but it wouldn't be our first black screen.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of used to those.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Love you all. Share it out. Spread the word. Keep an eye on what's happening over there because what's happening in New Zealand, what's happening in Canada, seriously, that's what's coming for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm going to rephrase that. What's happening in the Netherlands is coming for the farmers. What's happening in New Zealand is coming for the people who stand up and speak. What's happening in Canada is happening for those with the mechanical means. What's happening in Australia is just bullshit.
Mm.
The world is bullshit. Don't let it stop you. Stand up, speak up, shout. Let's go, guys.
And do you know what they call a convenience store in Scandinavia?
What's that?
I don't want to know.
Sven 11.
Come here, Sven.
All right, guys. Thanks again for joining us. And we will see you in the swoop.
Love you all. Be good.